USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Millions of Americans are again facing dangerous sub-freezing and near-zero wind chills, with ice in the Pacific Northwest challenging commuters as well. Roads remain slick across much of the country.
The reality is it's so much harder to stop.
AAA's Regina Cooper-Ali. At least 9 people have died so far because of the weather. 6 in Tennessee, 2 in New Jersey, and 1 in Mississippi. The National Weather Service had wind chill advisories or warnings in effect for 26 states, from North Dakota to Florida. The Northeast, especially along the I-95 corridor, will have wind chills in the single digits. More than a dozen Democrats are joining with Republican House lawmakers to denounce President Biden's policies at the border. A resolution passed in the GOP-controlled House of Representatives on Wednesday. It called for an end to what they consider open border policies at the White House. 14 Democrats joined in, voting yes on that resolution. This as House Republicans seek to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over his handling of the border crisis. Just off an historic victory on the campaign trail in Iowa, Donald Trump was quickly back spending time dealing with legal issues in New York City on Wednesday. In the new E. Jean Carroll defamation trial in Manhattan, Trump has no love for Judge Lewis Kaplan.
Now, that's a nasty man. He's a nasty judge. He's a Trump-hating guy.
Language like that, spoken loud enough for jurors to hear on Wednesday, was enough for Judge Kaplan to threaten to toss Trump out. Last year, a jury found Trump liable for sexually abusing Carroll. She got $5 million in damages in that verdict. Trump claims that he is the victim in the case, not Carroll. Catherine, Princess of Wales, recovering in a hospital after successful abdominal surgery. The operation was planned, and she will have to remain in the hospital for 10 to 14 days, followed by recovery at Windsor Castle. This is USA News.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-378-2250. 800-378-2250. 800-378-2250. That's 800-378-2250.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
The Israel-Hamas war is raging on in the Gaza Strip. Civilians in the region are fleeing as Israeli forces have attacked the area around Gaza's main hospital. It comes as medicine was delivered for Israeli hostages in exchange for additional humanitarian aid for the Palestinians in the area. NYPD officers may have found their suspect in a serial stabbing case that prompted a citywide manhunt this week. Over the past 9 days, 4 men and 1 woman have been stabbed randomly in Queens.
Walking around the street, randomly stabbing people with a hunting knife. There is no connection to the individuals, and it seems to be unprovoked.
Police think the same person's responsible for at least 2 other stabbings since January 8th. On Wednesday, New York officers took a man into custody they believe to be their suspect. Americans are continuing to spend more money at the grocery store. According to HelpAdvisor.com, folks in California, Nevada, Mississippi, and Washington spent the most on groceries, while households in Wisconsin, Iowa, Nebraska, and Michigan spent the least. The blockbuster 2023 biopic examining J. Robert Oppenheimer's role in the world-changing Manhattan atomic bomb project will be streaming soon. Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer hits the Peacock streaming channel on February 16th. Since its release in theaters back in July, the movie's garnered more than $950 million at the global box office. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.